morning. I've asked, or for the next session, I've asked Ms. Carol Almodin, our finance manager, to introduce our guest speaker. Na lumabas, yung guest speaker natin na lumabas pala. Sige, kain muna kayo. Okay lang. Who are the finance officers here? Or you work with the finance department? Ilan yung sa finance dito? Alright. So from here on, you'll be communicating this, yung whatever we're learning. Our goal is not just parang head knowledge, we want it applied. And what we want, yung culture, yung mapass natin. So, there's a way to do it so you'd be able to communicate. And we want all our staff to be able to catch the heart of why we do things. So, hindi lang siya yung parang check and ano na do this. Hindi naman yung papagalitan natin, but we want them to understand. Alright? So, that's on you. Alright, Ms. Carol.
Hello, good morning. I'm here to introduce a man I highly regard. We in finance department, we considered him as our accountability partner, an independent eye in ensuring that our transactions are recorded and processed with the highest level of financial integrity. An expert in the field, of course, in financial management and controllership, audit and examination of financial statements, taxation and tax planning, business valuation, corporate organization. He is a certified public accountant, graduate of Master in Business Administration at Ateneo de Manila, graduate with honors in Far Eastern University during his college, and presently he is the president and founding and managing partner of Ramon F. Garcia and Company, President, kung marami to ah, First Serve IT Inc., President, parang hirap ng trabaho niyo, Sir. Rapakel Inc., President, Elim Realty Holdings Inc., Macro Lane Philippines Inc., Right Switch Biz Inc., Expat Consulting Philippines Inc., oh, gusto niyo pa? And he's the accounting head of Colegio de San Agustin, Makati. President of Green Vector Ventures, Pillars 5, Direct Mark Communications, Greenbelt Radisson's Condominium Corp, Burgundy Corporate Tower Office Owners Association. President siya doon lahat. Oh, diba? Pwede na rin every nation president. We're in good hands, it means. So he's currently a director of Crown Financial Stewardship Ministry, a member of Philippine Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Kaya we're in good hands, diba? In making sure that our books are audited independently. Association of CPAs in Public Practice, Tax Management Association of the Philippines, Philippine Chamber of Commerce and Industry, a member, and a member of Financial Executives of the Philippines. Gusto niyo pa? And syempre, he attended a lot of conferences and trainings international, like in Sydney, Australia, New York, USA, Beijing, Bali, Indonesia, Taipei, Taiwan, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Singapore, Bangkok, Thailand, and Hong Kong. Oh, diba? International talaga yung ating speaker. He has a wife and a 3 children, and he is also part of our spiritual family in Victory, Alabang. So, let's give a warm welcome to our external auditor, Ramon F. Garcia. Excited po sila makinig sa inyo.
Thank you, Carol. Nahiya naman ako. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Good morning. So, masyadong marami sinabi. Lumiliit tuloy ako eh. Anyway, I hope I'll be giving you justice in 1 hour. This is supposed to be yung talagang madetalye, mga 3 araw na ano eh. But, but it's just an overview just to give you an understanding of how a financial control and management needs to be. So our topics will cover financial control concepts and budgeting basic. Basic na basic yan. Parang lagi kong in-explain dito. I think pang-apat ko na to dito sa Victory. I always explain na ang financial control and budgeting, parang sa family lang yan. Ganun lang ka-basic yan. Kung paano kayo gumagastos ng bata kayo at paano kayo nagko-control, kinakalakhan ninyo yun eh. Kanya pagka magastos kayo, nung bata kayo, ganun din yan. Kasanayan nyo na. And that's why it requires a lot of discipline. That's why finance is a discipline. So, kanya pag sinabing finance, fiscal discipline, it requires a lot of willpower. Okay? So, ito yung pinaka-basic na basic na para maintindihan ninyo what control is. At applicable to kahit dun pati sa ano nyo, sa personal life. So, I usually illustrate this, yung control. Okay. Of course, this is a drum. And that is where your cash inflow is coming. Meron pinanggagalingan na supposed to be mas malaki. And may mga outlets yan. And usually, there are gate valves there. Okay? Now, ang objective kasi nito is that even in business, you have to have an overflowing profit for you to expand. Okay? Kanya lang, kung marami kayong wastage, butas, kahit na ganong kalaki yung karami yung pumapasok, okay? Pagka wala kayong control sa mga expenses, gastos dito, gastos doon, hindi yan mapupuno, hindi yan aangat. Okay? Hindi yan aangat. At ang objective dyan ay kailangan, bago dumating yung dulo, bago siya umapaw, merong nililipatan yan na panibagong receptacle o panibagong drum. Ganun din yan sa buhay natin personally. And that's why, pag gusto nyo, sino mga may bahay na dito? Di ba, pag bibili kayo ng bahay, kailangan nyo ng equity. Di ba? Hindi kayo pauutangin ng bangko nang walang equity. And that's why, kailangan meron kayong savings para meron kayong pang-equity. And these are usually used for expansion. The savings are usually used for expansion. So just imagine, kung wala kayong control, tapon lang ng tapon yan. Hanggang doon na lang yan. Hanggang sa humina na lang yung pagpasok doon. And you'll never be able to expand. So yan ang prinsipyo ng control. Okay? It is very basic. It's easily understandable. Na kailangan mas malakas yung pumapasok kesa dun sa lumalabas. So that mag-overflow yan at lilipat dito and you will have savings. Same principle applies in your life. Personal finances. Kaya kailangan meron kayong mandatory savings. In the same way with the church, if the church wanted to expand in its mission, kailangan may savings. Kailangan yung mga gastos, legitimate, etong wastage na to, tanggal. At yan yung magiging role ninyo. You will play a very important role in having the church a lot of savings. Next. So, control. What is your understanding of this word? Si Madge, taga Quezon City.
To manage or monitor?
So, manage, monitor. So, something that you'll be able to move. Turn to the right, turn to the left, di ba? Stop, brake. Oh, yan yung ano. So that means you are in a position to charter the course. Okay? Kanya kontrolado ninyo. Kaya pag sinabi nyo, I can control my life, you are in a position to charter the course of your life. Okay? So you just imagine a car without a brake and a clutch, di ba? So kung imagine nyo kung puro accelerator lang yan. Kaya maraming na-aksidente, di ba? Nahuhulog pa sa bangin, yung huli, yung Florida. Di ba? Nahulog pa. Why? Nawalan ng preno raw. Okay? So they lose control. So just imagine a business, a church, a family finances without any control. Di ba? Disaster ang pupuntahan. So that's why it is very important that control should be there. Then also imagine a thermostat. A thermostat in an air conditioner, what does it do? Diba, isa-set ninyo yan. O, gusto niya lang yung komportable, 24. Pagdating ng 24 yan, magsha-shutdown yung compressor. Fan na lang yung umaandar. Kasi tama na yung ano niya. So what does it mean? Bakit kailangan may thermostat? So that we will be able to save electricity. Hindi yung andar lang siya ng andar. So that's the reason why there is a thermostat that so that it will shut down pagka nandun na yung required na lamig. Same way in business. Okay? Alam na ninyo kung gagastos pa kayo o hindi. Lagpas na ng budget, kailangan pa ba? Hindi ko mo may budget, eh kailangan gastusin. Hindi ko mo say 100,000 yung budget, eh kailangan ubusin mo yung 100,000. That's not the case. Okay? Kung kaya mong i-spend kung 100,000 yon, pero kung kaya mong ma-achieve yung same objective, nagagastos ka lang ng 70, just spend 70. Then you have a savings of 30 for expansion, for future project. So a faucet without a gate valve, what will happen yon? Puro waste lang yon. Tapon lang siya ng tapon. Okay? So, why then is control important? Does it mean when you institute control, you don't trust the person? Yan yung minsan nagiging problema. Pagka may control, dami-dami namang control. Born again naman ako. Bakit kailangan pang may ganito? I will tell you, a lot of born again may problema. Because when temptation is there, next. Okay, because when temptation is there, ang hirap umalis. Miski sa opisina namin, accounting firm na kami, may CCTV camera pa. Oh, just a classic example. Ito lang, very recent lang. Oh, because of ano, pero yung mga controlled na, ha, may controlled na yon. May CCTV na, nakalock na. Meron pa kami mga, di yung ano, yung biometrics. Pero akala hindi mahuhuli eh. So pumunta doon, nakita namin, sumilip-silip, gine-check yung drawer. Within ano ha, katiwala eh. Iba talagang nandun siya, pwedeng matulog doon. Dahil alam niyang may CCTV, eh meron siyang emergency key nung sa camera. Pinatay niya para wala. So, 1 hour yung gap. Kaya nung iniimbestiga namin, 1 hour gap. Oh, nasa na itong ano, nawala. So, sinadya. Eh, di lalo siya ngayon nadiin. Eh, dadalawa lang sila. Naka-biometrics doon eh. So, we need that. So what I'm telling you is that in spite of the control, meron pang malakas ang loob na gumagawa. What more kung wala? Diba? So imagine mo, yung Department of Budget and Management, eh ngayon eh, kalahati na more than, sabi nga ni Lacson eh, more than 50% ng senator, sitting senator, kayang-kayang gumawa ng quorum involved. DBM pa yon, Department of Budget and Management, supposed to be. Anyway, so ito ang ano na, purpose sa business. So with control, it increased efficiency, like it safeguard and preserve asset, better decision making, and it increased productivity. Why? Kasi pag may control yan, meron ibig sabihin yan, there is a regular procedures na sinusunod. So since there are regular procedures that you follow, then it increase your efficiency. So, yun na yun, meron nang talagang dinadaanan. Eh. Pero sinasabi nyo, red tape, ang dami namang ginagawa na to. Bakit kailangan pa to? Kailangan yan. Hindi yan nandyan dahil lang gustong pagawa. There is a purpose for everything that is being asked of you. And then, of course, for better decision making, so, part kasi ng control is yung reporting, paggawa nyo ng report. So if you prepare an accurate report, then management will be able to decide correctly. So imagine niyo, kunyari, nagbigay kayo ng tamang report, ang ginastos ninyo, eto. So because of that, nakita niyan, oh, bakit biglang tumaas itong expense na to? Last month, ito lang yung expense, electricity. Like for example, in Burgundy, I asked my maintenance, why is it that the average kilowatt hour per day in February is 2,500? Bakit pagdating nung March, 3,000 na? Ano ba ang kaibahan? Diba? So, it gives you an idea on what to call. Now, para malaman ngayon natin, then you have to investigate bakit. So, saan may tapon dyan? Saan may leak? O baka naman kung ano-ano mga pinagagawa. So, it gives you an idea. It gives you a better decision making. And of course, if you have, in terms of efficiency, productivity, mas tama ang decision, mas mabilis ninyong magagawa. And then it promotes trust and confidence. And then we are better stewards of God's resources. So importante yun, na tayo ay good stewards. Okay? Next. So ito yung proverbs sa ano eh. Ito yung ibang version kasi dyan. Ayan, self, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. So, ito, discipline, self-control. Alam niyo yung background niyan sa Jerusalem, kanya binanggit yan. Because Jerusalem has a wall. And during that time, laging may wall yan to protect them from the enemy. Kanya ang tao raw, eh, pag walang self-control, walang discipline, eh parang syudad, vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. So, kumbaga sa ano, walang kalaban-laban. Okay? Kanya, napaka-importante. And pagka may mga nagke-question sa inyo dahil lumihigpit kayo, you can explain to them. It is for our own protection. Sabi ko nga, accounting, puro accounting kayo, no? Yung accounting ko, lagi kong pinapagalitan eh. Kasi namumuliti ka. Ayaw, magagalit. Sabi ko sa kanila, maraming tao kayong masasagasaan if you do the right thing. Okay? Huwag kayong mamumuliti ka. Dahil pagkakaibigan nyo sila at hindi lang nagagalit sa inyo, you're not doing your job. Eh, doon pa lang sa liquidation, ang dami-dami nang magagalit sa inyo, hahabulin ninyo eh. Oh. Kung dito, meron nyo. Marami rin dun sa amin. Kasi pagdating ng January, yung mga nagre-request sa amin ng mga renewal ng munisipyo. Nako, ang hirap din magpa-liquidate. Kanya, may memohan yan. Pag hindi nyo ni-liquidate, salary deduction yan. Babalik na lang namin sa inyo yung pera pagka na-liquidate na ninyo. O di nag-liquidate agad, ang bilis. Galit lang nga sila. So, kailangan. But if you do your job, talagang ganun. Because, sabi nga, depraved yung mind ng world eh. Pagka gumagawa ng tama, parang galit sila. Pero pagka mali yung para okay lang pagka mali. So wide is the road to destruction, but narrow is the path to heaven. So yun yung doon. Okay? So when there is no control, it increases the temptation to commit fraud. Ito yung mga findings. Ito, findings na to, 1970s pa, hindi nagbabago. Ganun pa rin. 90% of fraud is committed by those in a position of trust. And that's why, kahit na pinagkakatiwalaan, kahit na born again, the system has to be there. Based on my experience, lalo na yung mga custodian, mangungupit lang muna ng manghihiram muna ng 100 piso yon. Babalik ko bukas. Ayan, nakuha, binalik. So, hindi napansin. Sumunod, 1 linggo, umabot. Hindi napansin. So, humiram mo ng 500. Oh, hindi napansin. Binalik 2 weeks after. Pag ganun yan, slowly it starts from small and then before you know it, it's big already. Until such time na hindi na nila kayang kontrolin yung situation. nagiging greedy. Katulad niyan si Napoles, nag-umpisa lang niya sa maliit. Pakonti-konti. Hanggang sa naging greedy na. 30, 40, 50% na yung ano. Dati 5, 10 lang, medyo manageable. Eh umabot na sa 30, 50 eh. Hindi lang yun. Yung fertilizer na talagang regularly mababibili ng less than 150, binebenta ng 1.5. At hindi pa nagkasya doon, tinubigan pa, dinilute pa. So practically, yung binibenta tubig, yan yung sa fertilizers kami. So practically, kasi siya yun eh, JLN, yung sa fertilizers kami. JLN, Janet Lim Napoles, JLN Enterprise, kung nagsusa, ano. But it starts from the small. And that's why from the very start, yung control should be there. Inefficiencies and eventually business closure. So you just imagine kanina, nakita nyo yung drum. So kung masyadong maraming butas yun, kahit na ganong kalakas ang pasok noon, kung maraming butas sa ilalim yon, hindi niya kakayaning umabot dun sa pambayad ng operating expenses. Kaya nakita nyo, nasa taas yung, ano, yung legitimate expenses, nasa ibaba yung wastage. Kasi pagka mas malakas yung wastage doon, hindi aabot doon, hindi makakabayad. Pag hindi nakakabayad, di ba, ang laki ng utang. Utang na dadagdagan na nadadagdagan yung utang hanggang sa mabankrupt. So that's yung principle doon. Okay? That's why it can lead to business closure. Next natin. So, ito yung segregation of duties. Importante, tingnan niyo yung organization ninyo. So, this is basic principle of internal control on segregation of duties. Ito yung counter-checking. Ito yung nawawala. Right now, we have a fraud audit. Huge. A rural bank, pero billion. Okay? Nawala itong segregation of... Actually, meron silang taong gumagawa, but because naging, ang tawag dito, naging sindikato, okay? Nagkaroon ng collusion. Yung tatlong group, okay na sa kanila. So, you just imagine yung kahera, kasi yung kahera, chinecheck ng bookkeeper yon, okay? Tapos, merong compliance officer at saka internal auditor na nagchecheck dun sa bookkeeper saka sa kahera. Chinecheck yon. Aba, eh, makakampi na sila. Kaya yung sa nangyari dito, kasama kasi... Yung resident COA, hindi naman makakalusot yan kung hindi kasali yung resident COA. Eh. Lahat ng resident COA na yan, kasapakat yan. Dahil hindi makakalusot kung talagang titignan nila kung itatama nila yung procedure. So, importante yan. So, yung custodianship, kunyari, petty cash yung umahawa, kahera, sila yan. Okay? Kanya sila, hindi dapat nagre-record. Katulad nun sa isang eskwelahan. Kahera na siya, bookkeeper pa. This is in 1982. Kahera na siya, bookkeeper pa. Ano ang ginagawa niya? Pag tumatanggap ng pera, hindi pa computerized nun eh. Ano pa lang nun? Mga machine lang na, anong tawag na sa mga machine na yun? Hindi niya yata inabot yun. Kasi marami sa inyo, hindi pa pinapanganak nun. So ang ginagawa niya, kukolekta, tapos, pag nire-record niya, instead na 100,000 ang ilalagay, ilalagay niya lang doon 85,000. So, ina-underfoot niya. So, yung 15,000, oh. Eh kasi siya yung nagre-record eh. So, dinodoktor niya yung record. That's why hindi pwede. Someone has to record it independently. And then yung nag-a-approve, yan yung nag-a-approve, hindi siya dapat din yung tumatanggap. So, just imagine, ako yung mag-a-approve, ako yung mag-check. Ako yung mag-a-approve, ako yung tatanggap din ng produkto. Di walang control. So, kanyaya, mga basic concept nung control na bakit ba ang dami-daming ginagawa? Ang dami-dami pang kailangan taong ano. You have to understand that there should be counter-checking. Mas madali kasi magtago pag nag-iisa ka. Pag nagagawa mo lahat. Di ba? Kaya mong solohin. Pag dalawa kayo, medyo kaya pa rin. Huwag lang kayo mag-aaway. Huwag lang magkakaonsihan. Meron kasing ganun. Pagka nagkaonsihan na, ayun, mag-whistleblow na yun. Oh, mag-whistleblow na. Pag tatlo, habang dumadami kasi yung nakakaalam, mas mahirap. Mahirap siyang kontrolin. So, yan yung prinsipyo. Okay? Sasabog at sasabog pag maraming involved. Next. So, ito yung mga concept ng control. Authorization, approval of purchase order, approval of check voucher. So, yan yung ibig sabihin, i-approve para i-go yung certain transactions. So, yung mag-a-approve kung magpapadala ng mission, yung mga ganyan. Mag-a-approve ng kontrata. Kunyari, meron kayong mga event. So, those are the things. And then, execution. So, sending of the PO and actual ordering. Receipt of goods and services. Preparation of receiving reports and signing of the delivery receipt or the sales invoice. Recording, preparation of the check vouchers, tsaka yung mismong actual recording niyan, independent checking, signing ng ano, yan yung chine-check kung complied. Okay? So pag may nakita kayong mga forms, kunyari yung CV o yung PO, pag in-approve kasi yung PO, ang ibig sabihin niyan, lahat ng item, that's why it is very important that you look at the purchase order. Ina-approve yan kung sino yung supplier. Approve yon. Tapos yung description, yung quantity. Hindi lang yung quantity ang dapat yung tingnan, pati yung, tsaka yung amount. Kung hindi, pati yung description, yung quality, yung brand, kailangan yun din yon. So lahat ng aspect na doon, even the terms of payment, is part of the approving process na ina-approvehan. Kanya, pagka may mga taliwas doon, kunyari, ito yung PO, ito yung delivery, pag kinumpare yan, magkaiba, ang brand dito, A, ito, binibigay brand B, hindi pwede yon. So, hindi siya na-execute ng tama. Wrong delivery yon. Okay. Next. So, and then, yung sa check voucher naman, pag nakita niyo yung check voucher, ganun din yan. All items there, once na sinabi niyo yung chinek, so ang ibig sabihin yan, pag chinek ninyo yung supporting papers. Okay? Chine-check niyo yung supporting papers. Even including the accounting entries. Kasi yung accounting entries, yan yung magbibigay ng, magsasabi, yan yung history. Accounting is historic record. Kanya nga, books, libro. It keeps the history of the transaction. Kanya pag tinignan mo yung libro, malalaman mo na, makukuha mo na yung kwento ng kumpanya. Kanya lahat doon, yung lahat, bawat na sinusulat doon is part of the checking and the approval. Kanya hindi pwedeng basta binabago yung ano. Like for example, ito yung mga danger dyan. Kunyari, dun sa initially nakasulat doon, accounts, advances to officers and employees, 10,000. Eh kung binura. Tapos ginawa na lang repairs and maintenance. Diba? 10,000. O di na wala na yung receivable, hindi na madededuct dun sa empleyado. Diba? So, ang laking bagay. That's why hindi pwedeng nagbubura-bura doon sa voucher. Kaya yung pinipirmahan din pagka may mga bura. Kasi it's dangerous. You can create millions of pesos in income or millions of pesos in losses through journal entries. So, kaya importante, tinitignan yung lahat. Next. Oh, ito, yung mga conflict of interest. So, titignan ninyo. Okay? Ito, watch all of this. Buying from your own company, o kaya sa mga relatives, kailangan kasi independent eh. So, you cannot approve your own immediate family's documents or transaction or that by their immediate supervisor. Okay. Checking your own work, of course, syempre. Pag chinek mo yun eh, alam ka naman sabihin mo, i-broadcast mo, Ma'am Carol, nagkamali ako. Di ba, syempre, kung may nakita kayo mali, itatago ninyo yun. Hindi nyo i-broadcast yun. Okay. Should be reviewed and authorized by an independent person at an appropriate authority level. Okay. So, any question tayo dun sa concept lang? Very, very, ano lang yun, pahapyaw ng control. Okay? Kasi marami yan pagka talagang ano yun. Sino ang mga accounting graduate dito? One, two, konti. May accounting subjects. Ah, oh yun. At least marami-rami na. Sino yung wala? Ah, okay. Wala. So, medyo nangangapa yung wala, ano? Okay, sinasabi nito. Kaya nga, okay. Kaya nga, binibring natin to layman's term, di ba? Basic lang na, ano, para maintindihan lang concept ko. Okay. So, budget. Oh, sino nakarinig na ng budget dito? Di ba lagi yun, ano? Dali-dali lang yan, di ba? Budget. Ano ibig sabihin ng budget? Ang problem lang is, yun ang problema natin eh. When we hear a very common word, okay, hindi natin pinapansin as if alam na natin. Pag nag-i-interview ako doon sa, ano, sa mga prospective applicants, sa mga employee, I will ask, you're familiar with the word honesty? Yes. You're familiar with the word integrity? Yes. Can you distinguish the two? Wala. Mga 2 out of 10 lang ang nakakasagot. Because very familiar and yet, dumadaan lang talaga sa tenga. Talagang walang deeper understanding. So when you talk of budget, budget in a strict sense is that it is a discipline. When you say budget, susundin ninyo. Okay. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng budget. You are compelled. Pag sinabing budget, okay, yung word na compel. Mandatory. Okay. That's why pagdating sa mga malalaking company, pag may budget, or even sa government natin, GAA, General Appropriations Act, compelled yun. Bawal magpa-bid ng walang budget. Kanya yung unang bidding nung Comelec noon, yung bago yung huling ano, nagpa-bid yan, walang budget, illegal, strike, ulit-ulit. Because you can only, in a strictest sense, okay, yung talaga meaning ng budget, gagamitin mo talaga siya. Kanya pag sinabi niyo, magba-budget ako, dun sa ano, sa gastusin ko. Ah, kailangan disiplinado kayo. Talagang pag sinulat niyo 'yon, 'yun yung gagawin niyo. You have to follow. Ah. Otherwise ano lang 'yon? Ah, estimate lang 'yon. Hindi niyo talaga susundin. Okay? So compelled, okay, pag sinabing budget. That's why pag sinabi mong budget, ito 'yon. It provides benchmark against which to compare actual results and develop corrective measure. Nagiging tool siya to evaluate yung performance. Kaya nga pag may sales budget ka, iba yung sales target, yung target, ina-target mo lang yon. Pero yung sales budget, pag sinabing budget yan, imem-measure ka dyan. Imem-measure ka. Pag hindi mo na-achieve yan, tagilid ka. Okay? So, kanya nga nakalista yon. Kaya pag kagagastos ka, say, ang budget nyo sa electricity, X amount. So, your budgeting, kung nagmo-monitor kayo sa office namin, talagang nakamonitor yon. And that's why I was able to reduce about 50% ng electricity. Unti-unti yan. Nakikita ko yung ano, kinonvert ko lahat ng LED. So nagprograma ako LED. Una dati yung mga computer namin puro mga desktop. pinalitan ko lahat kasi ang lakas kumain ng kuryente. So laptop na, malakas pa rin, o LED na, o aircon, pinalitan na, inverter na. So monitor yan. So in short, if you know your budget and you are monitoring your actual, then you can decide correctly. Budgets give authorized officers pre-approval for execution of spending plans. Hindi nyo na pag-aawayan. Sa San Agustin noon, nag-aaway pa. Gagawin ba itong project na to o hindi? Eh, walang budget eh. Hindi gumagawa ng budget. Pero nung may budget na, nakasulat na ron, may budget na yan, kahit makulit yung, kahit makunan kunyari yung, ano, yung officer doon, sasabihin lang, i-implement na, approve na yung budget. So wala na siyang magawa kung hindi aaprobahan. Execution na lang. Tamang paraan ng paggamit. Okay? So walang masyadong pinag-uusapan na. Kanya pag wala sa budget, yun yung away. Yun yung away. Eh kailangan eh. Eh kasi hindi ka nagplanong maigi. Hindi ka nag-iisip na kailangan mo pala yan noon eh. Kanya ang budgeting, makikita kung gaano kahusay yung tao to see far beyond what you can see now. So imagination mo na rin yan, mga programa mo na dapat mo ano, isipin mo na ngayon pa lang. Pa-approve mo na. Kasi kung at that point in time iisipin mo, kanya ang budget nagbibigay ng direksyon. Kasi pag wala kang budget, kung ano maiisip mo, yun na yung gagastusin mo. So it becomes impulsive. Kanya yung mga family na walang budget, mataas ang gastusin sa impulse buying. Kasi walang plano. Yun yung nagiging ano dyan. Ngayon, kung sobra-sobra na ang pera ninyo, at na lang kahit na may impulse buying kayo, hindi apektado ang cash flow ninyo, walang problema. Pero hindi naman ganun eh. Yun yung tinatawag na meron ka ng financial freedom. Ibig sabihin, pag may naisip kang gastusin, pwede mong gawin. Kasi you are financially free. Pero hindi naman eh. Hindi naman ganun na situation. Kailangan nyo pa rin practicein yung drum. Okay? Then, ayun. Yun na. Avoid overspending yung binabanggit ko kanina. Diba? Kasi alam nyo na yung dapat yung gastusin, naka-prioritize na. Then helps define whether the event has been successful or not. Okay? Like for example, meron kayong event. Say, youth camp. May budget na gastos yan. Okay? So, ikinokorrelate ninyo. By spending so much, so kunyari, binudgetan nyo yan ng 100,000. Okay? Ginastos nyo yung 100,000. Pero there are certain objectives that the youth camp has to deliver. So, ngayon, pagka yung youth camp na yon, yung objective na yon, hindi nyo na-realize, so, sasabihin nyo ba, successful yon? After spending so much, 100,000, tapos ito lang yung nagawa ninyo. Like for example, sa business, sasabihin niya na, let's come out with a promotion. Papa-increasean natin yung benta natin by the promotion. 20% increase. So we will spend 1 million pesos in promo. So, ang lagi kong sinasabi, pagdating kasi sa spending, 100%, you will be able to achieve pag gusto ninyo. Because you are in control of the spending process. Pero pagdating dun sa revenue or the activity, wala kayong control. Wala kayong control dun, hindi nyo kayang anuhin. Kanya nga pagka nagkakaroon ng budget deliberation at ako ang uupo sa budget deliberation, nagigisa ng husto. Kasi sa anong probability na ano man yan? Because sigurado talaga, 100% sigurado magagastos. And that's why, pag may budget kayo, tapos mayroong programa na dapat na ipoproduce yun, you don't need to spend the whole amount. Kasi kung hindi nakukuha yung objective nun habang ginagastos ninyo, pinipigil na agad yun. No, it's time to rethink. The program is not working. kahit may budget yun, ha, approved na. Yan yung purpose ng control. So that's why budgeting and control work side by side. So kahit na may budget yan, kung hindi nakukuha yung objective, pwedeng patayin. Why? It is foolish to continue spending while not achieving your objective. Kalokohan yun. Then it's time to rethink. Kailangan pag-isipan na. Baka kailangan i-tweak ng konti o baguhin. But using the same budget. So yan yung kagandahan nun. Handles event. Handles event in an orderly and organized manner. Of course, so self-explanatory. Kasi andyan na yan, eh. May budget na yan. So, kumbaga sa ano, easy na yon, para naka-checklist na lang kayo. Then helps avoid or minimize shortage of fund. Kasi since naka-budget na yan, may allocated funds na yan, so wala talaga magiging shortage. Diba? In fact, pag may budget yan, anong pagka-spending budget, ang main objective is to reduce the cost. Kahit na 100,000 yan, ang objective ninyo, kailangan magkaroon kayo ng positive variance. You spend less while achieving the same result. Kanya kunyari, Greenbelt Radisson, I'm the president of the association. May budget kami doon. CCTV camera budget, 700,000. Eh, pag pinabayaan namin dun sa ano, kanya medyo kulit na kulit sa akin kasi nga finance yung orientation ko eh. Eh, yung mga dati, puro engineering. Gastos lang sila ng gastos. Eh, pagdating sa akin, approve 700,000. 700 na yan. Hanap ng mura na pareho. O, actual namin, 250. Di, ang laki agad ng savings. O, di naghahanap na ako ngayon kung saan ko gagastosin yun. Na para ma-improve. So it does not follow. You achieving the same objective but reducing. Then you can say na, okay, nag-perform tayo. Positive yung performance. So yun ang importante. If this can be applied at home, at in the office, applicable din to sa bahay ninyo. So, ayan. At yung mga advantages, defines goals and objectives. Kasi, pag nag-budget kayo kahit sa bahay ninyo, meron kayong objectives and goal. Diba? Bibili ako ngayon ng smart TV. Itong taon na to, bibili ako ng smart TV. Kailangan yung naka Apple 6 na ako. iPhone 6. Lalabas daw sa September. Eh. Okay, mga ganon. Plus, meron akong savings, kunyari, ng mga 100,000. Nauuna yun eh. Diba? Pag nagbabudget kayo. Kailangan na alam nyo yung gusto nyong mangyari. So that's why you cannot budget without planning. Okay? So part and parcel of planning is budgeting. That's why it defines your goals and objective. And then, makikita nyo, promotes analysis and focus in the future. Mapipilitan kayo mag-analyze, mag-isip. Eh kasi kung ito yung gagastosin ninyo, eh ito lang ang kinikita ko. Papaano ba? So pagka gustong-gusto nyo na gumastos at ito lang ang kinikita ninyo, anong dapat nyong gawain? Ha? Gustong-gusto nyo nga eh. Dalawang bagay. Wag nyo nang gustuhin yung gusto nyo or get another source of income. Sideline kayo, di ba? Or magtipid kayo on other areas kung saan pwede. So, in short, nag-aaral kayo, di ba? Ine-evaluate ninyo, second source of income ba? Dahil ayaw ninyong, gusto nyo kasi lahat yun eh. O, kailangan kumayod, di ba? Or kung ayaw nyo naman kumayod dahil okay lang, ayaw nyong mahirapan, magbawas kayo ng gastos. So, and then, it motivates the employees, of course. Kasi with all this process, tapos bibigyan mo ng incentive. Usually kasi sa budgeting, may incentive program yan. Ano yan? Carrot and stick. Pagka na-achieve ninyo, may reward. O kaya pag positive yung variance. Pag lumagpas kayo, negative yon. Minus yon, bagsak ang evaluation ninyo. Mababa ang bonus, mababa salary increase. So yan yung effect nun. Ayan, side by side with that, of course, evaluating performance, na-explain na natin, it coordinates business activities. So, yun nga, lahat, nakalista na kasi lahat eh. And then communicates plans and instruction because budgeting and planning work side by side. Okay? So, napaka-importante. So, not only in the business, but, kanya ko laging sinasabi, ina-encourage ko kayo na mag-budget kayo sa family ninyo. If you have the discipline in budgeting sa family ninyo, it's easy to implement budgeting. Kasi second nature nyo. Kasi ako nung bata ako, kuripot. Sobrang ano ko. Talagang, kasi hindi naman kami mayaman nun eh. So talagang, ano yan. So nakakalakhan ko yun. Kanya yung office mate ko noon, nung nasa Carlos Valdez ako. Ang tawag sa akin, ako, Chani. Si Garcia, Chani yan. Huwag nyo nang sama yan. Sinachani ko nga raw yung pera eh. Talagang hirap na hirap akong bumunot. Kung magmerienda ako, talagang naka-budget. In short, 50% kasi hindi naman kami nga mayaman. 50% of my salary goes to my parents. So I live on the 50. Ang minimum wage pa noon, one day minimum, mas malaki pa yung one day minimum ngayon. 405 pesos noon eh, yung minimum wage, nung nag-start ako mag-work. Ngayon, 466 na a day. Noon, a month yun. Yung 405. A month yun. A month yun, 405. Hindi pa kayo magtataka. In 60s, nung elementary ako, 60s, 2 pesos lang ang ano, ang minimum wage. Ang soft drinks noon, ano lang, 20 centavos lang. Kaya nakakapag-merienda na ako at 35 centavos. While my other office mate, piso-piso sila, 150. Ako hanggang masama loob ko pagka 50 centavos ginagastos ko sa merienda. So kanya, what I'm saying is, nung bata ako, talagang ganun na yung nature ko. That's why pag nung nagbi-business na ako, nag-ano, dala-dala ko siya. Dala-dala ko yun. So the way I think. So kanya, tignan nyo yung sarili ninyo, bakit hindi kayo nakakaipon? Balikan nyo yung nakaraan. Balikan nyo yung nung bata kayo. Yun yun. Okay. Yun yun. Okay. Okay, next. Okay. So, ayan, basically, nasabi ko na yan, the budget is an essential tool to translate general plans into specific. Take note, from general to specific. Action-oriented goals. Yun yung importante, yung action. Okay. Plan is just a plan. Without action, there will be no result. Okay? Kanya, nakasulat dyan. Specific action-oriented goals and objective. So, ang ibig sabihin yan, because of the word action, it connotes expected results. Okay? Kanya, kung maikpit kayo sa pagano, ini-implement ninyo, makikita ninyo yung resulta. By adhering to the budgetary guidelines, the expectation is that the identified goals and objectives can be fulfilled. Identified goals, fulfilled results. Okay? So may resulta. Next. When things don't go as planned, the budget is the tool that provides a mechanism for identifying and focusing on departures from the plan. Makikita ninyo yan. Saan kayo lumiko? Kung ito yung direksyon, lumihis ng ganito. Okay? The budget provides the benchmarks against which to judge success or failure in reaching goals and objectives and facilitates timely corrective measures. So, even dun sa family budget ninyo, makikita ninyo yun. Pagka hindi na kayo nakakaipon at nakakautang kayo, corrective measure na. Mamumaluktot na kayo dun. Kung malitang kumo, talagang yun na lang. Yun lang, doon lang kayo. Okay? So, it can be instrumental in identifying constraints and bottlenecks. Knowledge of the problems is the first step to resolving or avoiding them. Diba, sino yung mga, diba sa management class, problem analysis, problem solving analysis? If you know the cause of the problem, 50% solved. Because the other 50 is choosing the alternative, the best alternative. Kasi pwedeng masolve yon na magastos. Okay, o pwedeng masolve yon na mas mahirap. So, the next 50% is the choice of the best alternative. So, kanya kung alam niyo yung detalye, ito yung lagi kong sinasabi sa mga staff ko. The more factual details you have, the better your chances of making a correct decision. Kasi ando na lahat eh. And that's why kailangan analytical. Okay? And budget provides you with the required information. Okay, in summary, the budget is a necessary and defining instrument for successful operation of most organizations. As a result, the budget should be taken seriously. Kanya yung binanggit ko sa inyo kanina. Naririnig niyo nga yung budget. Kanya nga pag sinabing budget, you are compelled to do it. So, and great care should be given to its construction. So, usually, estimation, pag paano kayo magbabudget? So, usually, you study. Ang starting point ng pagbabudget is tinitignan nyo yung past. Okay? So, hindi ko mo, budgeting is not you will increase your expenses 10% compared last year. That's not budgeting. Okay? Tinitignan nyo lang yung past so that you will be able to understand the past situation. So, to improve. Ang importante is ano yung plano ninyo. Okay? So, you use the past figures in your planning process. Okay? So, yan. Kailangan mag-estimate kayo. At ang basis ng estimation, yung past performance ninyo, coupled with what do you want to do now. Kanya kung inuulit-ulit nyo lang yung event na yon, so tinitignan nyo na lang niya, magkano yung gastos nitong event na to, ano ba yung babaguhin that it will reduce or add cost? Then, dadagdagan nyo o babawasan ninyo. Okay? Next. Oh, wala na. Question and answer na. So, yung tatlong araw, isang oras. May question kayo? Baka meron kayong question. Wala? Walang question? Maliwanag ba o walang naintindihan? Yes.
Sir, this is not directly related to budgeting. But you mentioned a while ago, if you're so desiring to buy a smart TV and an iPhone 6, but you don't have the budget, so the two things you can do is alisin mo na yung pagkagusto mo doon or you increase your income. I am ministering to a couple na yung husband inherited so many loans from his mom.
Pinamanahan ang utang?
Apa.
Okay.
Kasi
mahirap yun.
Pati naman din yung businesses kasi pinamana sa kanya. Pero maraming
utang. Binigay yung negosyo na maraming utang.
Apa.
Okay.
So, ang naging solution ng husband was to acquire new loans.
Okay.
So that he can increase his income to pay for the inherited loans. Do you think that is a good action for the husband?
Ano kasi yun eh? Always remember, loan is a temporary wealth. So, biblically speaking, hindi mo siya dapat last recourse yun. Okay, last recourse. It all depends on the nature of the business. Because if the business just lacks, kunyari, if the business just lacks the necessary finances to take off, then it's a wise decision. Meaning to say, you have to really weigh. babalansehin mo yan eh. Uutang ako para ma-increase yung negosyo. And then, ang next move dyan, okay, i-increase nga. I-evaluate ko whether pag inutang ko na to, ito bang i-increase ng business ko na to can cover the interest expense nitong bago kong inutang at saka yung interest expense nitong lumang utang at saka mababayaran ko partially. Yun ang objective dyan, hindi lang basta mabayaran yung interest kung hindi mabawasan yung utang. Pag yes yan, okay, next question pa ulit, ano ang probability na mangyayari ito? If it is more than 50%, take the risk. Pero kung mababa, ang probability niya below 50%, tagilid ka doon. Lalo kang mababaon. Para kang ng utang, para pangbayad ng utang. At the end of the day, nag-triple na yung utang mo. Hindi ka na makakabangon. And all you have to do is to declare bankruptcy. So hindi siya depende, pero more than 50%, hindi yun yung solusyon na mangutang. Usually, convenient yung mangutang para pambayad ng utang. It will catch up. It will catch up. Sige, ano pa? Wala na? Baka meron pa kayo dyan na gusto, di ano. Habang nandito pa, oh, libre. Mga credit card ninyo. Ah, sige, si Joyce.
Sir, just in case naggawa ka ng budget, kunyari 100 pesos, okay? Tapos nakakuha ka ng good deal na nabayaran mo lang 30 pesos. So, nagbalik ka ng 70 pesos out of the 100. Bad ba yun or good? Kasi nag-budget ka over, ano, ku-questionin ka rin yan eh, ng finance.
Oo. Oh.
Nakatipid ka na, ku-questionin ka pa rin bakit ganyan ang laki ng soli mo.
Kasi, unang-una, ba't ka nag-budget ng ganun? Eh, ibig sabihin, it's a reflection of how good you are planning. But, kung nung time na yon na nagpaplano ka, ang importante kasi, hindi naman siya bad per se. Okay? For as long as you will be able to explain the reason why, pag ang explanation mo, nung nagbabudget ka, pinag-aralan mo yan, talagang 100 eh. But there are bigla nagkaroon ng situation, an opportunity which you grasp because of your good understanding of the situation, tinake mo yung opportunity. Same quality, same everything at a 30%, 70% less. So grab it. It will be credited to you. For as long as you will prove that at that point na nagpaplano ka, yun yung situation mo. Okay? But because you are keen in grasping opportunity, you are able to grasp that. Positive yun. So hindi siya negative per se. It all that's why meron tinatawag na variance analysis. I-analyze mo bakit sumobra, bakit konti yung ginastos mo. Why? Pag konti yung ginastos mo, you still have to explain whether for management to determine whether it is permanent or not. Or so that they can follow. You just discover one best practice. So magiging part siya ng best practices. So i-adapt yun. Yan ang kagandahan ng may budget. Pag nag-variance analysis, nakikita yung mga maling ginagawa, nakikita ngayon yung mga magagandang ginagawa, and then i-adapt yun as part of the best practices. So in that case, kung ma-prove mo yun, that's a best practice. So, pwede kang ilagay ngayon doon. Okay?